Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 7:11, the last of the Perek, and we're continuing to describe the various crimes listed back in Mishnah Dalet. Here we have the Mechashef. Mechashef is someone who is doing magic, a sorcerer, a witch, that kind of thing. So Mechashef Ha'osa Ma'ase Chayev. If he does real magic, he somehow harnesses the Kochos Atuma, the dark side, and they use them for something, so then that would be the Isser, for which there'd be a penalty of skila potentially. Veloha ochez esainayim. That is to say, he does something real, as opposed to someone who's just sort of an illusionist. He tricks people. Ochez esainayim literally means he grabs people's eyes. But the point is, he misleads people by doing some sort of sleight of hand or that kind of, that, you know, a trick. Nowadays, I assume that every magician on the planet just simply has ochez esainayim. He's doing some kind of trick, so that wouldn't be the chiv of skila. For that. Some magic, okay? L'chor etzel aser, however, Rav Moshe Zatshuva, and many magicians who are working, you know, parties and chol moed, you know, things and hotels and stuff, essentially rely on this Rav Moshe, which means the magician has to confess he's not a magician, he's just doing sleight of hand. He has to explain how a trick is done and show it, so then the people realize he's not doing magic, it's just simply sleight of hand, and they're based on that leniency, so, you know, that's what goes on today. In any case, the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, you know, you could have two guys who do the exact same thing, but one is on the hook and one isn't. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, I should say, who seem to do the same thing. So Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva said the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Shnaim Loktin Kishuim. You have two guys who are picking, let's translate that as melons, for example, over here. And they both make the melons disappear. Echad Loket Pater, Ve'echad Loket Chayv. Even though both made the melons disappear, pick them, make them go, one would be chayev for the isser of being a mechashef, and one wouldn't. Ha'osa ma'asa chayev, the one who actually did some magic trick to make it disappear, that guy's a kishuf, he's mechashef, and he'd be liable. Ha'ochez esayinayim, but the guy who just did some sleight of hand, you know, he put the melon up his sleeve or something, pater, he'd be off the hook, because he's not doing kishuf mamish. Okay, that's the story. The Rambam very famously and very controversially says there's no such thing as magic. It's all illusion and trickery and, you know, sleight of hand. That would make the Rambam difficult to understand in this Mishnah. Be it as it may, no shortage of people took the Rambam to task for that, because there are so many different Gemaras and Chazals which suggest that there's, you know, that there is some reality to this Kishuf stuff. So the Rambam will have to be left as a question on how to explain what he meant, how he learns this Mishnah, and how to understand them in general.